Okay, so an inspector calls.
Yeah.
You've been working on it, and you want to like really get those key quotes and how they fit in with what was happening in Britain back in the 1940s, right?
Right.
Especially the way Priestley makes each character like they're part of this bigger message. It's a lot to take in.
Yeah.
We're going to try to really dig in and see if we can find some of those aha moments that make this play so interesting.
Yeah, what's really cool about an Inspector Calls is that the characters aren't just like random people, you know?
Right.
They're carefully made to show the different attitudes and social classes that were around when Priestley was writing. He's kind of holding up a mirror to society, especially to people who might think, like, Mr. Burling. Maybe we should start there.
Mr. Burley. Yeah, he's like the perfect example of everything Priestley wants to criticize, isn't he?
He
I remember
is.
that line where he's like dismissing social responsibility.
Oh, yeah.
He says, bees in a hive community and all that nonsense. He practically spits the words out.
He does. And that specific phrase about the bees in a hive, that's totally intentional.
Oh, really?
Back then, socialist ideas were becoming more popular, particularly the idea of a welfare state where everyone's helping each other out.
Okay.
For someone like Burling, who's all about individual success and moving up in the world,
Yeah.
this was terrifying.
It was.
He saw it as a threat to his whole way of life, you know?
Yeah.
Almost like going backwards to a primitive, unorganized state.
Right.
Priestley uses this comparison to highlight just how much that fear was present in certain groups.
So it's more than just Burling being greedy.
Oh, yeah.
Priestley's using him to show a whole way of thinking that was really common in Britain in the 1940s. Way of
Success.
thinking that just didn't want things to change.
Right. And he doesn't stop there with the bees. Quote, remember all that dismissive language Burling uses when he talks about anyone with socialist ideas?
Oh,
He
yeah.
calls them cranks and their ideas nonsense. He even brags about how it's his duty to keep labor costs low.
Yeah.
It just shows how profit is more important to him than the well-being of his workers.
It's almost like Priestley is trying to provoke his audience, especially those who had just gone through World War II. You know, he's
Artwork.
making them ask themselves if they want to go back to the old ways or build a fairer society.
That's a great point. And talking about provocation, let's talk about Mrs. Burling.
Okay.
At first, she seems to be all about personal responsibility,
Right.
at least when it comes to the father of Eva Smith's baby.
Yeah.
But remember how quickly that changes when she figures out it's Eric, her own son?
Oh, the hypocrisy is incredible.
Isn't it?
It's like Priestley is saying, look, even the people who talk about responsibility the loudest will abandon it if it becomes inconvenient or threatens their social status.
Exactly. And we can't forget about her obvious prejudice against Eva.
Right.
Phrases like girls of that class are just dripping with contempt. They highlight just how deep the social divisions were back then.
Yeah.
She judges Eva based on her social status and nothing else. Doesn't even see her as a human being who deserves empathy and respect.
It's clear that Priestley wants us to see how Mrs. Burling's rigid ideas about class totally blind her to what Eva is actually going through.
Yeah.
She can't even begin to understand the challenges that someone from a lower class faces.
Right.
It just emphasizes that theme of social responsibility even more.
And this disconnect between the upper class and those who are less fortunate is something Priestley really wants to expose. Now, in contrast to those views, we have the inspector who represents something completely different.
Yes, let's talk about him.
Okay.
This mysterious guy who just appears out of nowhere
Right.
and turns the Burlings' world upside down. It's almost like he's a physical representation of all of Priestley's socialist beliefs.
Yeah, like he stepped right out of Priestley's mind.
Right.
Totally. He's like Priestley's voice, you know, challenging the Burlings' selfish way of looking at the world
Right.
and making them face their actions and what those actions led to. Like when he says, we have to share something. Yeah.
If there's nothing else, we'll have to share our guilt. It's like
Ooh.
he's directly attacking their me-first attitude.
That line is so chilling.
It is.
Because it gets at that idea of collective responsibility that Priestley thinks we all have to each other. And it connects to what was happening in Britain after the war when everyone was dealing with this shared trauma
Right.
and trying to rebuild a society that valued community and compassion.
That's such an important point. The inspector isn't just like giving a lecture about some random moral ideas.
Yeah.
He's basing his arguments on what the audience actually went through. He's reminding them that their own choices, even if they don't do anything, affect the whole community.
Right. And the way Priestley uses the inspector to deliver those messages is really interesting.
How's
He's
he?
not just a policeman investigating a crime. He's more like a prophet,
Yeah.
warning about fire and blood and anguish, if people don't learn their lesson.
It's super dramatic, and it really drives home those potential consequences of not taking responsibility for society.
It's almost like Priestley's drawing a parallel between Eva Smith's personal tragedy and the bigger tragedies of the world wars.
Right.
He's implying that ignoring our social responsibility can have devastating consequences, both personally and on a global scale.
Like, if we keep going down this road of selfishness and not caring, we're just going to keep making the same mistakes.
Exactly. But it's not all doom and gloom, is it?
No, not really.
We have Sheila, who's like a glimmer of hope in all of this.
Right. Sheila, yeah, her transformation is really fascinating.
It is.
She starts off just as naive and self-centered as her parents, do you think?
Oh, definitely.
But the inspector coming to visit is like a wake-up call for her. Remember when she says, it was my own fault?
Yeah.
She doesn't try to blame anyone else or make excuses for what she did, right?
She admits her mistakes, which makes her very different from the older generation who are stuck in their ways.
And she goes even further.
She does.
Saying, probably between us, we killed her.
Right.
It's a powerful moment because she realizes it's not just about what each person does individually, but how all those actions come together and lead to something bigger.
Absolutely. She understands that even seemingly small actions can have a huge impact on others.
Yeah.
Especially those who are already vulnerable and marginalized.
Right.
That's a really important lesson for young people today to think about.
Especially in our world where everything is so connected. And our actions can have consequences all over the globe.
Exactly. But let's not forget about Eva Smith herself.
Okay.
She's more than just a victim in this story.
Right. She is. She's carefully crafted by Priestley as a symbol, isn't she?
Yes. She is.
Representing all the invisible people in society who are often overlooked and mistreated.
Right. And her name, Eva, even evokes Eve from the Bible.
Oh, yeah.
Suggesting she's like a universal every woman.
Hmm.
And Smith is such a common last name.
It is.
It emphasizes her anonymity and the idea that she could be anyone.
So she's not just a character in the play. She represents countless vulnerable individuals.
Yes.
Who suffer because of social injustice and indifference.
That's right. And then there's the ambiguity around her death at the end.
Mm.
That's where Priestley really gets the audience thinking.
Yeah. Does it change anything if she might actually be alive?
It's such a clever part of Priestley's writing.
It is.
He leaves that question open, so we have to think about our own views on responsibility.
Right.
He's suggesting that real responsibility isn't about avoiding punishment or legal trouble.
Mm.
It's about recognizing that we have a moral obligation to treat others with dignity and respect.
Right. No matter what happens in the end.
Exactly. So even if the Burlings don't face any legal consequences, they're still morally responsible.
Yeah. The inspector's visit has made them question themselves.
It has.
And they can't escape that feeling.
And that's where Sheila and Eric come in.
They do. They represent the possibility of change.
Yeah.
Of a younger generation learning from the mistakes of the past.
Exactly. They represent the hope that future generations will take a more socially responsible approach to life.
Right.
Even while their parents try to ignore everything and keep things the same.
And that's such a powerful message for young people today, you know?
It is.
You have the power to challenge old-fashioned social norms and fight for justice and equality and create a world where everyone has the opportunity to thrive.
That's right. And you don't have to wait for an inspector to show up and tell you to start making a difference.
Yeah.
You can start by looking at your own actions and choices,
Okay. Thinking
about how they impact others and speaking up for what you believe in.
And that brings us back to those themes of social responsibility and individual accountability.
It does.
Which are just as relevant today as they were when Priestley was writing.
Absolutely. But how do we actually apply these themes to our own lives?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, think about the challenges we face today, like climate change, social inequality, and political polarization. These are all complicated issues that require us to take collective responsibility.
Right.
We need to recognize that we're all connected and work together to find solutions.
It's easy to feel overwhelmed by all of it, though, isn't it?
I know.
And think, what can one person really do?
Yeah, but remember, even small actions can have a big impact.
Like ripples.
Exactly. Just like the inspector says, we don't live alone.
Yeah.
We are members of one body.
Right.
We are responsible for each other.
So it's not about pointing fingers or feeling bad.
Right.
It's about realizing that we all have a role to play in making the world a better place.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are some practical things we can do to live out the inspector's message?
Good question.
What do you think he would say to us about our responsibilities in today's world?
Yeah, would he be as tough and judgmental as he was with the Burlings?
Right.
Or would he have a more hopeful message for younger people?
I think he'd acknowledge that the world is a lot more complicated now, but he'd still want us to be aware of our choices and how they affect others.
So it's not just about doing big things or trying to save the world all by ourselves.
Exactly. It's about recognizing all those everyday choices we make, how we treat each other, how much we consume, what we support, even how we vote. All those things that might seem small, but actually contribute to the bigger picture.
That can feel kind of overwhelming, though, can it?
Yeah, especially when you're young and it feels like you don't have much control over those big systems. I get it. But remember, change starts with just being aware. Once you realize how connected everything is, you start to see opportunities to make a difference everywhere.
So where do we start?
It could be something as simple as volunteering in your community, supporting businesses that share your values, or even just having those difficult conversations with your friends and family about things that matter to you.
Right, like using your voice and whatever platform you have, even if it's just social media, to raise awareness and connect with people who feel the same way.
Right, and don't underestimate the power of individual action. Remember, Priestley wrote, "An inspector calls to inspire social change." He believed that theater could make people think and then act. And just like Sheila and Eric, the younger generation has a really important part to play in creating a fairer and more just future.
So it's not about waiting for someone else to fix things.
Right.
It's about realizing that we each have a responsibility, no matter how small it seems.
Absolutely. And that's a really hopeful message to take away from this play.
Yeah.
Reminds us that we're not alone in wanting a better world.
Right. There's so many other people who feel the same way.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into An Inspector Calls, I want to leave you with this thought.
Okay.
What would the inspector say to you about your responsibilities in today's world? What are those small steps you can take to really live out that idea of social conscience?
Yeah.
Because as Priestley reminds us so powerfully, we are members of one body.
Yeah.
We are responsible for each other.
And remember, there's hope in that responsibility. It's a call to action, an invitation to connect with others, and a reminder that we have the power to create a more just and compassionate world together.